It's time for another look at a recommendation from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Of course, the jury filed 86 recommendations. We've been looking at a different one every single week just to take a look at the impact that it could have on our communities should it be implemented. And here to explain each one is Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome back, Aaron.
Always good to be here.
We are up to number 68. It says the province must ensure collaboration between corrections and probation staff to improve rehabilitation and risk management services. Consideration should be given to two-way information sharing, including of case notes and opportunities to order treatment in institutions for those with existing probation orders who are on remand. We've been talking about probation and probation officers, the system, for quite a while, and now we're bringing in corrections, which obviously is it's an obvious marriage when you're talking about two systems that need to work together.
Absolutely. This is an administrative systemic recommendation where we need to make sure that one hand knows what the other hand is doing. We need to make sure that communication is open, that it's intentional, that it's purposeful, that there are guidelines that exist for the reasons why we do it. So why do we share two-way information? Why would we share and give case notes? Why do we need to collaborate it towards ensuring betterment and better opportunities for an offender? It's super clear that there are times when there's volatility or there's risk factors or there's things that are going on in the two different systems that would be beneficial for the other system to know about in terms of how do we mitigate, how do we create conditions and opportunities that will be successful for the offender and therefore, as I said repeatedly in these last recommendations around community and victim safety.
Is it accurate in saying that both probation and corrections, their prime mandate is to rehabilitate? And in order to do that, working together, in order to make that possible, working together certainly helps them to achieve that. We know it's not possible in every single case, but is that accurate, or at least in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I think it's right in that stream of how we want people to have opportunities to make better choices, and we want people to heal, and we want people to unpack things, and we want people to build their toolbox and resolve things to a place where they can mitigate and be in relationships that are healthier. Everybody wants that. And so the systems, corrections has a very specific mandate and that they work in a very specific way, and probation and parole, similar mandates working very differently as well. And we need to converge together and figure out how do we systemically break down the barriers that stop us from being able to two-way share, that stop us from being able to share case notes, that stop us from being able to look at how we input into each other's risk assessments. How do we dialogue and not have these singular monologues that are happening in various systems about the same people? We need to break that down. And I know that the Privacy Commission has been working really, really hard with all of us to create policies and guidance so that we all know that there is a time where we need to be sharing information with each other across systems and across lines.
Because in the end, if you have an offender who won't reoffend again, that's good for everyone involved.
The rates of recidivism, if they decrease, everybody in the province of Ontario would be happy about that. And we would decrease the number of incidents of violence happening. So I think rates of recidivism is a seriously remarkable and critical goal when we think about systems working together, right? We want to create healthier environments and safer communities.
Aaron Lee, thank you so much for this, and we will speak with you once again.
Thank you so much.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.